welcome to episode 9 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on May 31st, 2009. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. Happy last month of school, everyone! I know we here at Nightlight Stories are looking forward to our summer vacation. It will give us time to write more, play more, and be together as a family much more. Our ninth story, Mojo Goes Bananas, was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. Have you ever shared one of your favorite things? Mojo Goes Bananas by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Mojo was a most curious little ferret. He loved his home with his warm, snuggly human parents, and he especially loved all the treats they gave him. Recently, his favorite treat happened to be the scrumptious bananas wrapped in a golden yellow peel. They hung on a special holder that he could clearly see from the floor. Most mornings, Mojo's mom tore a banana from the bunch, pulled back the peel, broke off small chunks of gooey banana, and let Mojo nibble them off her fingers. Once he became so overcome with the fruity smell that he anxiously bit into the peel before his mom had finished unraveling it. It had a shockingly bitter taste. It was a really good reminder to stand on his hind legs and wait patiently like an obedient little ferret. Bananas were always plentiful in the house, since his parents replenished the supply each week during the trip to the store. On one particularly rainy day, Mojo's mom walked over to the banana hanger, which held two gloriously yellow bananas, as Mojo waited patiently. However, instead of tearing off a banana, she gave the two remaining bananas a disgusted look. Shaking her head, she promptly walked to the sliding glass door and threw them hard over the deck into the downpour. Mojo watched as his favorite treat sailed over the railing to land in the compost pile. What was this? Had she lost her mind? Oh, rats, Mojo, those bananas were bad. I'll get you more when we go to the store. For now, have some of these, she said as she popped some raisins out of a tiny red box and offered them to Mojo, who nibbled them graciously out of her hand with a quick lick of thanks. The raisins satisfied Mojo's grumbling tummy for the time being, but he was still confused as to why he couldn't eat those bananas. What did she mean when she said those bananas were bad? Those bananas weren't bad. Those bananas were the most yellow, most perfect bananas Mojo had ever seen. Oh, just thinking of that sweet, fruity taste made his mouth water. He couldn't go another day without having his favorite snack. Later that day, Mojo heard his mom's keys jingle and his dad yell, "We're going shopping, Mojo! We'll be back soon! Stay out of trouble!" With his parents gone, and no one around to play with, Mojo climbed into his hammock hanging from the center of his cage and drifted off to sleep. Mojo awoke to the familiar sounds of rustling grocery bags. He loved to roll around in the sea of bags that his parents laid on the floor as they put the groceries away. Racing towards the kitchen, Mojo sniffed the air to see if he could detect any yummy aromas coming from the goodies that were sure to be in the bags. But a different, pungent smell shocked his nose, causing him to sneeze twice. What was that awful smell? What could his parents have brought home that smelled so nasty? Mojo turned around the corner to enter the kitchen to try to discover which bag the smell came from, but to his surprise, he didn't find any bags on the floor. Then the sound came again, but he realized it was in the cabinet where all the spare bags were stored. Giving another smaller sniff, Mojo detected that the smell was coming from that cabinet, too. Slowly and carefully, Mojo used his snout to pry open the wooden cabinet door. Instantly, the rustling of bags stopped. Suddenly, Mojo spotted a dark flash shoot out from under a grocery bag and disappear into a crack near a pipe of the sink. Mojo tried to follow the shadow through the hole. Usually, Mojo was very good at fitting into small places, but this hole was even too small for him to fit through. Turning back to further investigate the cabinet, he found some chewed scraps of blackened banana peel and some wet gray fur. Just then, he heard the familiar jingle of the keys, which quickly diverted his focus. He rushed to the door of the cabinet, shoved his nose in the crack, and pushed himself out. He quickly glided down the stairs, barely even touching the stairs themselves, skated across the freshly polished wooden floor landing, and danced around his parents' feet as they entered the house. That night, after his parents had gone to sleep, Mojo crept from his cage and headed for the kitchen to keep an eye on the fresh new bunch of bananas his parents had just brought back from the grocery store. As he reached the top of the stairs, he heard a bang in the kitchen and a scamper of little feet. He rushed in to find the bananas in a mess on the floor, surrounded by a family of mice, each wearing a sour-looking face. Mojo watched as the mice took bite after bite of the banana peel, each time wrinkling their noses and making an awful grimace. These mice were destroying his favorite snack, and they didn't even like the taste. Acting quickly, Mojo scampered up a bookshelf, jumped onto the kitchen counter, opened the kitchen cabinet with his nose, and pulled out a box of raisins with his paws. Mojo pushed the box off the counter, watching as the raisins spilt onto the floor below. The mice turned to see the new pile of deliciousness and came over to investigate. Cautiously, the mice sniffed the raisins. Then, one after another, the mice tore into the pile, gobbling it up with squeaks of delight. As Mojo watched the raisins disappear into the mouths of the mice, he thought of a plan. If he gave the family of mice a supply of raisins each day, then maybe, just maybe, they might leave his bananas alone. After all, they didn't seem to like the bananas at all, and they really loved the raisins. The next night, with another fresh bunch of bananas hanging from the hook, Mojo made his way back up the bookshelf, back into the kitchen cabinet where the raisins were kept, and went to work carrying raisins down to the cabinet under the sink. Before long, he had a huge pile of raisins ready for the mice to eat. "Come and get it," Mojo thought. Climbing back into his hammock for the night, Mojo hoped his plan would work because he really, really missed having bananas for breakfast. The next morning, Mojo sprinted up the stairs as fast as his little legs would carry him, but when he got to the kitchen, his stomach dropped. The bananas weren't hanging on the hook. They were gone. "Here you go, Mojo," mumbled his mom, chewing on some food. "I couldn't resist. These bananas weren't eaten last night, so I had to have some. But I saved some for you." Reaching down, Mojo's mom gave him a large white chunk from the banana she held in her hand. It was the best banana Mojo had ever eaten. We hope you enjoyed the story. Thanks to all of you who commented on the blog. There are a lot of ways people can feel special. Stop by and check out the really inspiring entries at www.nightlightstories.blogspot.com. We want to send out bright birthday wishes to Meg G. of Thurmont, Maryland, who turned 3, Michael H. of Danvers, Mass., and Timothy C. of Groveland, Mass. We hope your day sparkled. We would also like to congratulate Kevin H. and Bethy C., who both graduated and will be on to bigger, brighter things. If you want to be a part of getting a Nightlight birthday wish, send us an email at nightlightstories@gmail.com. Please send us your first name and last name initial only, along with your age and date of your birthday. There are no age limits. This episode and any past or future episodes is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 license, which means that you have permission to share these stories, but don't sell or alter them in any way. We hope you have some wonderful summertime plans, whether it is playing in your yard or traveling to the beach. We would love to hear about them, so feel free to post what you are going to be doing this summer on the blog. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.